Without workers' comp, Chuy Duarte might never have received the care he needed to survive his catastrophic workplace injuries. Texas Mutual was there for him every step of the way, helping him get back on his feet, back on the job, and into the gym. Watch Chuy's story at WorkSafeTexas.com/Chuy.
Well, we reported the other day that Keith Cerny's left the position of CEO of the Dallas Opera. He's off to Calgary, but he did an awfully good job while he was here. So now, of course, the search for a new CEO begins. But the fact is, there is a new CEO, an interim CEO in place. You know, the real title of this is not just CEO. It's the Kern Wildenthal General Director and CEO. And who's been named in that position? The aforementioned Dr. Kern Wildenthal. He joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Glad to be here, David.
Thank you. Well, so now, this is got to make it a little odd on a business call. I mean, on a business card, to have your name and the title, too. This is a fascinating position.
When the McDermott Foundation and Mrs. Eugene McDermott named the position, it was a great honor, and I think that properly it's reserved for permanent general directors, not for interim general directors who are working on a volunteer capacity.
Well,
so I don't think I'll be the Kern Wildenthal general director.
Well, it's not that you couldn't do it. I mean, my gosh, I mean, you're a skilled physician. You're president of the Children's Medical Foundation. Of course, you developed everything at the Southwestern Medical Center. So, but it's not often to find somebody who's, like I say, a skilled physician and also a great administrator too. How do you accomplish this?
I've been very fortunate to be at an institution that had great people. That's true at the medical school. It was true at Children's, and it's going to be true at the Opera. Keith Cerny, as you mentioned, has done a spectacular job. And the Opera is very well positioned, and the staff is first rate. The board is first rate. So the season is already planned, and we have a remarkable music director with Emmanuel Villaume. So it's not going to be that difficult a job, I'm confident, because things have been planned, and we've got good people who are staying, and I'm looking forward to it with a lot of fun.
Yeah, I should point out, because the line is breaking back and forth. We've caught up with you in London. I know you're on your way back here soon, but we wanted to talk to you while the news was fresh. So tell me, what are you all going to be looking for in a permanent director, a permanent CEO for the Opera? Because you say, I mean, Keith Cerny's left the position, and it's in pretty good shape.
It is, and in this position, you need somebody who is a good administrator, a good people administrator, a good business administrator, and someone who knows the opera business, which is not all that common. I know a little bit about opera, but I'm certainly not qualified to be a permanent general director of an opera company. So my job will be to sort of keep it going and maintain the momentum that's been established. But there are some good people out there, and I'm confident that this job is going to be so attractive that we'll be able to have the pick of several people who combine artistic excellence with administrative excellence and business excellence.
I guess the skill of fundraising has got to be important, because, you know, an institution like this is really never going to be self-sustaining, is it?
All arts institutions around the country, and certainly in Dallas, struggle from year to year to year, and sometimes from day to day to day, to raise the funds that make it possible to offer these great entertainments to the public. And ticket sales never cover the full costs. And so whether it's the opera or the symphony or the theater or any number of other arts organizations, fundraising is a vital part of it. We're fortunate in Dallas that we have a very generous philanthropic community that steps up, and that's part of the job, and that's part of the challenge, and it's part of the fun.
So it's a marvelous opera house. I mean, finally you got that for Dallas. The program seems to be good. All the artists seem to want to come here. What's the next level? Where does the opera go from here?
The standard of the productions that the Dallas Opera has been putting on over the past several years, especially in this magnificent opera house that makes it possible to attract the very best singers, the very best artists, and the very best productions. Their standards have been first rate. We're not as large, and we don't put on as many productions as some of the older, better-funded companies like San Francisco or Chicago, let alone the Metropolitan Opera. But I think the challenge for the Dallas Opera is to keep doing it at an A-plus level, but do more of it over time.
And, you know, it occurs to me that you as an administrator for so long in the medical field, and maybe the person that you're going to bring in as the administrator in the artistic field, there's some similarities because, I mean, who's more high-strung than doctors? I guess artists.
I think that's probably true. But then the other analogy there is that you want as many Nobel Prize winners and top-rate neurosurgeons as you can find for your medical school, and you want as many top-rate singers and orchestra players and directors and actors and dancers as you can find for your opera company, and quality is the key. And the Dallas Opera has stood for quality all these years. When you start with Maria Callas as your standard and you're able to maintain that, it's a pretty good history, and I know that that's what we're going to continue to do.
Dr. Kern Wildenthal joining us today from London. He is the interim director of the Dallas Opera, and we need to get you back here, and so come home for the holidays. It's good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.